Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Tom Horn, is red hot for the Messiah. I mean, you have put together a book that just someone that has a degree of understanding of end-time Bible prophecy can see how it's all put together by the facts that you've gathered, Tom. And the book is called Zenith 2016. And let's start out with a question. What was the secret message of 9/11?
It's interesting because the answer actually has to do with 9/11, as in 9-1-1 or 11 or Twin Pillars. Sid, a lot of people don't know that when a person joins the Freemasonic Order, they have to pass through twin columns during initiation. Because in their belief system, what awaits beyond those twin colors, at least symbolically, are mysteries of Freemasonry and so on. Now, that's not just my opinion. Freemasonic writers have written a great deal about how the pillars play such an important role in Freemasonry, and the idea that you have to move through them and beyond them to reach particular knowledge. They're even based, by the way, on the original Temple of Solomon and the Twin Pillars of Solomon. But what does that have to do with the attack on 9/11? Well, symbolically, maybe even occultically, the Twin Towers in New York as pillars echoed the Masonic archetype, where the pillars of Hercules, Enoch, Solomon, all the stuff they talk about, these are gateways beyond which one could travel to reclaim what Masons believe was lost in Atlantis. Therefore, if in the occultic realm, if truly dark powers had determined that the ascendancy for the new Atlantis, the new world order, had actually arrived, some believe that occult magical tradition would require an event, something powerful enough to move the New World Order goals beyond the symbolic pillars that you might think of there as in New York, the Twin Towers that represented American industrial and financial institutions. And this would need to be something that would ignite changes, something that could facilitate a universal call for order out of chaos, that it would, in other words, bring, including the United States, to a point where we need a savior. And so this would be something that would embed images in our minds that would cause us to buy into, for instance, a support for the war on terror, tolerance for diminishing domestic freedoms, something that would communicate to initiates around the world, too, at the same time that the oracular date for the culmination of their new Atlantis had arrived. And so if what happened on 9/11 was meant to signal those objectives, then it might necessarily be accompanied by appropriate redundant symbolism, 11, two towers, communicating to the members of the order that to reach the new Atlantis, movement beyond the pillars had arrived. Now, here's the thing. Regardless of how fantastic it might seem, when you do a thorough examination of the events happening on and then following 9/11, they do affirm what a linguistic specialist, a semiotician that I consulted, first called persuasive evidence of an open conspiracy involving the symbolism of 9/11, and then later said there is an undeniable occult signature linked to 9/11. Now, what are they talking about? And so 9/11 might be thought of in occultic terms as a mega ritual offering. Now, I would hate to think that we're talking here about the people that died on 9/11. But in occultism, it would need to be something powerful enough to compel the supernatural forces of the nation to move towards these new world order goals that ultimately are going to result in the coming of the God of Freemasonry.
Tell me about the events of 9/11 literally prophesied in the U.S. currency?
Well, you know, Sid, there's something very curious related to numerology. It's something that could illustrate there was a foreknowledge of 9/11 that had existed for some time. It's what I call in the book the U.S. currency origami prophecy. Strange title, right? And it could be that it's nothing more than a coincidence. But following the attack on the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York City and at the Pentagon, it was discovered that by folding the U.S. $20 bill three times in a specific way, what appears to be an image of the Twin Towers hit and smoking turns up on one side, and then the Pentagon on fire on the other side. Now, producing both of those images simultaneously on opposite sides of the dollar folded in that way, there's occultism around that. It produces a mirror three, other things that we won't talk about. But what I did then when I found that out was I got the other new versions of the U.S. Currency, and I found something extraordinary. And that is that by folding the same, folding the U.S. currency in concurrent denominations in exactly the same way. So we're talking about a $5 bill, a $10 bill, $20 bill, $50 bill, $100 bill, all in that order, creates the complete template of the attack on 9/11. In other words, when the $5 bill is folded that way, it portrays the Twin Towers just standing there unharmed. You advance to the $10 bill, folded the same way, the Twin Towers are shown after the first strike. Fold the $20 bill accordingly, it produces the towers burning, and on the opposite side, the Pentagon has just been attacked. Now fold the $50 bill, and it shows the Twin Towers starting to crumble, and the $100 bill depicts the aftermath and nothing but smoke rising into the air.
Okay, just because of time, tell me the tie-in with the Mayan calendar and Masons.
In my opinion, Sid, this is one of the most important, fantastic discoveries that we made during the Zenith 2016 investigation, and it was how Aztec and Maya civilizations, they first saw a connection between the year 1776 and the ending date, 2012, and they saw that as the final countdown to what afterward would be a final judgment. And there is academic research that shows that the Mayan prophet who made these prophecies was a convert to Christianity, and that he was actually predicting what he called the Christian final judgment. Well, what's interesting about his prophecies is he predicted that in 1776, there would begin a 13-stepped countdown of 19.7 years. Well, that ends in the year 2012, after which he said the return of this horrible destroyer God would return to the earth and the great tribulation would begin. When I read that research, which was done by an academic by the name of Richard Luxton, when I read his interpretation of these 500-year-old Mayan prophecies, what leaped off the pages was that this was an exact rendition of what had been repeated on the Great Seal of the United States, where at the base of an unkept pyramid in Roman numerals, you have 1776, over which there are 13 steps, which Freemasons have told us throughout time represent 13 distinct periods of time, ending in the year 2012, over which hovers the portentous eye of Horus, which represents the return of the god Apollo. And so I was
Which, again, is the Christian Antichrist, but go ahead.
Which, again, is the Christian Antichrist. And, of course, people will have to read the book to get all the information, because what that set in motion was not only did I see replicated on the Great Seal identical these 500-year-old Mayan prophecies, I wanted to know if that was a coincidence, or were the designers of Washington, D.C. aware of these Mesoamerican beliefs? And if they were aware, did they intentionally incorporate these belief systems into the layout of Washington, D.C. and the Great Seal of the United States? And I found fabulous, irrefutable evidence that in fact they were aware of it, that in fact they incorporated it on the Great Seal. Not just that, Even inside the U.S. Capitol Dome, Constantino Brumidi painted the Aztec calendar stone in the frieze of American history that rolled over in the year 2012, and he coupled all of the symbolism together with it. People are going to have to read the Zenith 2016.
Tom, in addition to the Mayan calendar and the Mason tie-in, tie it in with theologians, Protestant theologians at the turn of the century.
Yeah, that's true. Christian scholars from the past actually saw the rise of the Antichrist system and the destruction of Rome arriving in the years between 2012 and 2016. In fact, there was a whole plethora of them, including the famous reformer Jonathan Edwards, old sinners in the hands of an angry God. Jonathan Edwards believed that the Antichrist would arrive between 2012 and 2016. The Zohar, which is such an important part of Jewish Kabbalah, prophesied the arrival of their Messiah in the year 2000, sometime following the year 2013. They prophesied that 700 years ago. And so the Maya saw the returns of their god, the Aztecs, the Cherokee, the Hindu Kali Yuga, numerous ancient calendars predicting that the gods would return sometime between the years 2012 and 2016, exactly what the Freemasons also predicted on the Great Seal of the United States of America.
I have to tell you, the thing that is so mind-blowing to me, I mean, everything you're talking about is mind-blowing to me, but the half-human, half-animal, the same thing that we read about in the Bible of the fallen angels having relations with the daughters of mankind and producing these superhumans. I'm just fascinated by this information. How in the world did you get all of this together like you did?
Well, a great deal of investment, also just being willing. I went to DARPA. I went to the top U.S. agencies. I found out that 150 human-animal hybrids had been grown in U.K. labs. It's taken me some years, some time, and some monetary investment. But what people are going to find is that we don't use secondary sources. None of these are frivolous sources. It's not just some guy on a blog site. These are all authoritative research products and materials based on departments from the U.S. government giving grants for research.
Okay, our time is up. The book, Zenith 2016, we have them available for you right now. Exclusive DVD and CD on the subject, available for a gift of $40. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.